Right now on VFN TV, an attack on America, China, Russia, North Korea. What's going on? We're going to be talking about that. Also, a prophetic word that talks specifically about this taking place by Demetrius Dudeman. And we'll be having hearing words from prophets that saw Russian and Cuban aircraft flying through buildings in Miami. And a Navy SEAL confirms the potential war between China and America. And guess what? There's good news at the end of this. Because the Lord told me specifically what is going to happen right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me right now is John Ramos. John, is so exciting to be here,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's amazing things we're going to talk about today. We think about it. War, I mean, can you imagine every generation that goes to war never believes they'll go to war? And I hope and pray that we don't have to go to war. But what's being said right now about China, Russia, North Korea, and America, South America, missiles coming up from South America, Russia coming from South America to be able to come into America and attack our nuclear sites, different things like that. It's like, my God, is there a covenant between, you know, Russia and China and North Korea and a couple other countries? Well, prophetically, that's what we're actually hearing. But first, let's go where Fox News is reporting this thing is beginning to surface, what's been prophesied about. Let's go take a look at this.
China's president met with his military this week as various reports show that country continuing to build up its force. And what some believe may be a warning to the U.S. and maybe a response to the Trump administration's America First policy. National Security Correspondent Jennifer Griffin reports from the Pentagon on the possibility of a new Cold War with China.
To mark the new year, China's president this week oversaw a mobilization ceremony at a military base 100 miles outside Beijing, where he urged China's rapidly expanding military to train harder and faster to win the next war.
Calling on the whole armed forces to comprehensively strengthen real combat training.
Last year, China opened its first overseas military base in Djibouti, right next to a U.S. drone base. Now China appears to be building a large naval base and airport in Pakistan as the U.S. cuts aid to Pakistan to punish it for supporting the Taliban. The next Cold War may already be underway, and China could have the upper hand, according to a new series of warnings from top Chinese experts. In a list of 2018's top risks, Ian Bremmer of the Eurasia Group warns President Xi, quote, benefits from lucky timing. Trump has renounced the U.S. commitment to Washington-led multilateralism and generated much uncertainty about the future U.S. role in Asia, creating a power vacuum that China can now begin to fill. The Center for New American Security predicts China's Navy will be bigger than the U.S. Navy in 2030.
China has newfound capabilities, and it has newfound assertiveness and confidence. Anywhere it finds an opportunity, it is jumping in headlong. And whether that's a base in Djibouti in Africa and now a base in Gwadar in Pakistan.
China is increasing its foreign aid, building bridges and roads all over Africa and Asia. On his third day in office, President Trump pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
This is an opportunity. There's disruption going on in America. There's a pullback. The America First is not going to be appealing to this region. America's retreating.
Last June, the Pentagon warned China would establish military bases in countries which had been friendly to the U.S. Today, I asked Defense Secretary Mattis if he was worried China would fill the void in Pakistan, and he said no.
Think about this. They call it retreating, but the reality is if we're $20 plus trillion in debt, we have a government that's trying to pay that debt off and quit investing these monies in different areas. And one thing that when you talk over here about the you know, all the oil reserves are being released in America from Alaska, Anwar drilling in the Gulfs and outside of California coast, you're looking at a nation's new mindset of saying we can actually be self-sufficient in regards to our own.
Reports are this year, we could actually be leading in oil exports. Go figure.
Right.
So much so we stopped buying oil from Iran, part of
Trump's very transition. Important because we're fueling the terrorism by
That's
doing
right.
And so also that fact, John, when you see that, you know, we're hearing about the wall, the wall, the wall, but Israel has a wall. Mm-hmm. Israel's impacting the world. But Israel has a lot of enemies that want to destroy Israel. So does America. Maybe the answer is an Israeli answer that says, we want you to come to our nation, but you got to have our values. You got to care about our people. You got to be able to speak the language and that type of thing. No, I mean, it's great speaking a lot of different languages, but remember the Tower of Babel, it was the languages that separated everybody because they spoke different languages. So it's good speaking many different languages, but you got to have one common language. How can you know? Well, they know unless you tell them. And you're empowered by knowing it.
Reportedly, chain migration brings in 10 million people into our country every single year. That's a lot of people, 10 million, are maybe not necessarily...
Uncle and aunt, somebody you don't even know. I mean,
not necessarily
everybody has that
values.
Family member you're thinking, like, he don't need to come in right now. He might do something. Right. And they blame it on you, right? It's like, oh, how am I controlling my cousins? Anyway, so I like what they're doing now in regards to saying, you know, that we've got to bring people in that actually can function. You know, and be
productive into our society. Yes, don't bring America's, anyone that's 80.
Because America's about that. Our original intent was about, you know, being freedom to go and get a chance for success.
Manifest destiny, you know?
Yeah. The manifest destiny, we talked about that as well. So what this is what they're saying on the news and different things going on, but what did God say prophetically? And we talked about this before on VFN TV, but I want you to see this again. This is Demetrius Studem. He wrote a book called Through the Fire. You got to get it. It's powerful. But he talked specifically about Russia, about China, and about North Korea and two other nations building a covenant against America and against American dollar to be able to take down the dollar. And understand this, that once America is not the dominant currency in the world, it could cost you overnight, you know, $100 to get a gas tank of gas. Mm. Not because it went up. It's just like nobody has to convert their monies to dollars anymore. So now our dollar lost its value. And that's what they want to do is take down the power of the dollar. But God, right? So you think about, you know, Demetrius Dudamin gave that prophetic word, you know, speaking about, you know, China, Russia, and Korea coming together. And we're seeing, no matter what, we're trying to put sanctions on North Korea. China's still sneaking around and putting...
Giving them oil.
Oil. And they caught off the coast where a satellite picture, you know, transferring oil from a Chinese ship to a... North Korean ship, and you got to think about it. They would just fall apart without Russian and China support. There's no way.
They're starving.
This is a plot. They're using this to antagonize America, trying to get America to go into the China Sea to get involved in there. Yeah. We're going to find out why right here, because Demetrius Studem talks about there's going to be some sort of strategy going on, some covenant, an agreement they made with each other, and they're using North Korea to be able to do that. And that's why you're not seeing something so easily to stop. Yeah. And like I said, with China. You know, when you look at China, Mongolia is the northern parts of China. It specifically is controlled by Russia, they say. Yeah. And also the fact that North Korea, when we, the Korean War, you know, when we stopped that point, who put the leader in North Korea? Kim Jong-un's family. That was actually Russia who did that.
Unbelievable.
Listen, we're going to go to break, a quick break. We'll be right back just a minute. And we're going to give you Demetrius Dudeman's prophetic word talking about how Russia, China, and Korea are coming together to come against America, to make war with America. And why that happens, something's going to come, Russia's going to do something from the south of America. We got to stay alert. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us and in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Look. Is China, Russia, and North Korea going to go to war with America? Well, listen to this prophetic word we talked about before the break. Demetrius Studeman prophesied about something like this taking place. As a matter of fact, John, can you?
As I was looking,
this is his word. This is his vision. He has dream.
As I was looking, I saw a great light. A dark cloud appeared over it. I saw the president of Russia, a short, chubby man who said he was the president of China, and two others. The last two also said that where they were from, but I did not understand. However, I gathered that they were part of Russian-controlled territory. The men stepped out of the cloud. The Russian president began to speak to the Chinese one. I will give you the land with all the people, but you must free Taiwan of the Americans. Do not fear. We will attack them from behind. A voice to me. Watch where the Russians penetrate America. I saw these words being written, Alaska, Minnesota, Florida. Then the man spoke again, when America goes to war with China, the Russians will strike without warning.
This is powerful. You know, you're seeing these things. This is what Fox News was talking about in the beginning of this program and what we've been talking about prophetically. But you're seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. We got good news at the end of this, but we want to be able to understand this is what we're seeing take place. I mean, God knows things before they begin.
That's right.
And so you're looking at this covenant they made with each other to be able to be able to antagonize America, trying to get America to go to war with them. And as we go to war with them, they're saying in this word, then when we're focusing on China, then that's when something will come from the South, which is being identified as Russia coming from the South. And so I think about that, and he says, you know, specifically, when America goes to war with China, the Russians will strike without warning. And he talks more about in that word about they'll specifically focus on our nuclear areas where we have nuclear things. And now it makes me think about, you know, remember the meeting we were in with former Congressman Jeff Miller?
Yes.
He says things are getting scarier and scarier. I'm like, wait a minute.
More details.
And what he said was, you know, was that, that South America already has missiles. They can reach America. They just didn't have the payload, the nuclear payload or the anthrax payload. And we're going to talk to you in a minute about how the second in charge now of Venezuela, the vice president, is part of that whole Hezbollah format. So they got the thing happening. We'll talk about that in a minute. But remember when Congressman Jeff Miller said that?
Yeah.
And we weren't, here it is, right? Venezuela. He's the number two man, right?
Yep, reportedly with Hamas.
Uh-huh.
Now,
Hezbollah.
Hezbollah, the president of Venezuela is Nicolas Maduro,
right.
Who took over for the socialist leader Chavez, Hugo Chavez. And basically he announced that this vice president, Tariq El-Asami, would become the vice president of the country.
Think about this. That means that in a country of complete and utter chaos, right, where people are already starving. They're writing to us, and listen, we're hearing you, and we want to do more programs about you to let the world know the suffering that you're going through in Venezuela. We're praying for you. But no health care, starving,
no electricity.
Non-existence. You know, we talked about a program, we titled it The Hunger Games, but they're writing back to us and said it's The Hunger Games and The Purge. And The Purge is something about criminals being loose in the streets.
Vigilantes.
And so he talks about that vigilante justice that's taking place. And now terrorism is coming into this whole thing.
It's a heartbeat away from the presidency.
Yes, and a bump and a skip away from America. We need a wall for it. So what is the Business Insider reporting, John?
They say that El Asami is a known entity in the world of the U.S. intelligence.
Vice President.
Vice President. He is allegedly a part of Venezuela's state drug trafficking network. So Venezuela has a drug trafficking network, and it has ties to Iran, Syria, and Lebanese terrorist group Hezbollah.
So the Iran is the one support, a state sponsor of terrorism.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And so he has ties to them and the Lebanese terror group Hezbollah. Mm. And that's what's coming from, I believe, Israel's northern border, coming out of Lebanon and all that,
correct.
The Lebanese.
Yes.
And it's like, now they have the payload, right?
Hezbollah at the top, Hamas at the bottom.
Right.
Yeah.
We could be fighting two wars in two different places, you know, obviously. Okay.
And now Venezuela's future is uncertain. But what is certain is that Islamic extremists has officially...
So let's do that again. So you're looking, you can see it right here on your screen. It says, what now?
Venezuela's future is uncertain. But what is certain is that Islamic extremism has officially taken greater executive control of a national government in Latin America. Homar wrote in an email to the Business Insider...
That's why he wrote them in that email.
And he let them know. A goal... it has had for decades.
Goal that it had had, past tense,
right.
Which they've met that goal. Now.
They fulfilled that.
They totally fulfilled that goal.
So now terrorists, an alleged terrorist is the second highest command in Venezuela,
right.
A country that has no resources. I think they own Citgo oil and gas, but since they have no resources, they have to lend themselves out to other countries. And instead of partnering with the U.S., they partner with Iran and terrorists.
And let's read that one more time. This last is said, Venezuela's future, you can see it on your screen, Venezuela's future is uncertain, but what is certain is that Islamic extremism has officially, think about it, has officially taken greater executive control of a national government in Latin America.
Which is really unheard of.
They've already made threats on Senator Marco Rubio for standing up for the people of Venezuela, threatened his life reportedly. And this has been their goal for quite some time, and they have achieved it. And so this is very important to pay attention to what God is doing in the world. And one thing, he's put a leader over America that understands military strength, put generals around him who understand the military strategy. And we have got to focus. And it's happening. I mean, rapidly things are changing, which means obviously we're going to move, you know, quickly, you know, into the shift in the world. But I want, after this break, we're going to talk to you more about a prophetic word, talking about Cuban and Russian aircraft seen by a prophet flying through the buildings of Miami.
Miami.
A Navy SEAL confirms what God is speaking to me. I'll talk to you about that. And finally, we're going to talk to you about good news. It doesn't matter what the enemy decides. It matters what God decides. And God has it matters what God decides. And God has the final word
always.
On everything. Join us after the break. Short break.
We'll be right back.
Coping with strong-willed children is difficult, but some parents find that the hardest part is dealing with their own doubt.
Here's Dr. James Dobson with Family Talk.
It's not unusual for parents of strong-willed children to struggle with feelings of guilt and self-doubt over the constant tug-of-war in their homes. Unfortunately, too many parents have been told by the experts that managing children should be duck soup for those who do it right. That leaves them with intense self-condemnation when things don't work out so smoothly. They had planned to be such loving and effective parents, reading fairy stories to their pajama-clad angels by the fireplace. But the difference between life as it is and life as it ought to be becomes a distressing bit of reality. If you're facing this kind of tension in your own life, let me give you three assurances. First, it isn't all your fault. Second, it won't always be so difficult. And third, you're probably doing a much better job than you think. Statistics show that most strong-willed kids later become stalwart, respectable, hard-working adults who can't believe some of the things they used to do. You may even see the day when your formerly defiant offspring comes to you for advice, worn out from the tug-of-war with his own very strong-willed child. That is the ultimate satisfaction for the conscientious parent who struggled through the rebellious years.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We are talking about, is China getting ready to wage war? Is Russia, have they teamed up? Has Russia, China, North Korea, and two other nations teamed up against America? Is all this reorganizing that the last administration talked about at the Middle East, was it all about to come in and totally shift America to a new place?
Think about it, you're looking at a new axis of evil. Russia, China, North Korea, and potentially Iran, Syria.
And I think about this, that if you missed the early part of the program, you got to catch it, because we talked about exactly what's taking place, how it's prophetically spoken about, how America's the target of it. And Brett Holderbaum, when he was in Miami, he works for Frontier Airlines, and he's an inspector of Frontier Airlines. He's a prophet, too, that the Lord showed him in a dream Cuban aircraft flying through the buildings of Miami. Imagine that.
Wow.
Which is 90 miles off the coast of Miami. And then you're looking at, others have seen Russia coming in. And remember, the word was that's going to come to Alaska. It's going to come to Florida, I believe Minnesota. And you're looking at the Minnesota's, is that this real stronghold for radical
Islam? I believe
Islam?
Somali. A lot of Somali immigrants.
So so you're looking at far west would be Alaska. Far east would be Florida. And so we're going to remember that. And so... so I'm walking, and God's talking to me about this, reminding me about all these different things, right? I'm just like just pondering it, meditating on it. And I walk into a military building, and all of a sudden, John, a Navy SEAL just jumps up and out of this crowd of men and just shouts my name. And he comes and he tells me, he says, "Hey, Greg," he says, "listen," he said, "you know, God has been speaking to me and showing me that there's going to be a war between China and America." And I'm like, oh, that's exactly what God's been speaking to me about. Because he's a Navy SEAL, so he began to really break it down, you know, what God is showing him, prophetically, what God was showing him, and how God confirmed it with him.
Wow.
And he said, the Lord said, look in the newspaper the next day. The newspaper had specifically in there, you know, I'd be giving you his name right now, but I have to get his name. Drop from me. He says, but it was in the paper the next day talking about China, and he says, don't get involved. And then... A pastor on the street, a minister on the street, came up to him and began to just, first thing out of his mouth is, we're going to war with China.
Wow.
And so...
Now, this sounds really heavy, but what's the good news? I mean, what did the Lord share with
you? Well, so the east, west would be, coming from the west would be Alaska, coming from the east would be Florida, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is what the Lord told them, but what the Lord specifically told me when I was on a sabbatical, he said that the enemy will come to America. There will be, also, he told me that there will be a physical battle in America. It'll be physical. We have that all of, we'll make that related to you so you can hear that. And that the day that I prophesied there was going to be a physical battle in America, I mean, the moment I spoke the words that the entire county that our studios are located in got hit, the fiber optics got hit, the power got hit, and it was just like all over the entire...
This was live on air.
Yeah, we had battery backup in our... in our studios, but everything went out everywhere. It was amazing. So you're looking probably some things. So God confirmed it instantly. The moment we thought that we were being hit. Anyway, so when I'm praying that, and the Lord shows me in a dream, he says, this is what he says. He said, the enemy's going to come from the east and the enemy's going to come from the west. He said, but we're going to mow them over. We're going to be victorious.
Amen.
You have to understand that when God begins to deal with an enemy, what always happens, if you read about it biblically, and I've talked about it, we'll make some teachings available for you on this, but understand they end up gathering their forces to come against you. But what God is doing, he's coagulating the enemy, bringing them together so he can deal with them at one time. Happens again and again and again. You remember Ahab, Jezebel, and Jehu comes in and he gathers a big Baal party. He gets them all together, and that was only to end Baal worship in that particular nation.
They thought otherwise.
Oh, they're going to a party.
Yeah.
But it was going to end the administration that was going on. And so understand that the Lord has been speaking specifically about this. So when you see them gathering up and these things that we're talking about, don't have any fear, have faith. begin to pray for our country, you know, pray for the people of Israel, pray for our military that's getting strong again. And when our president's talking about we need to build the military up, and your congressman, senator, saying we don't need to fund the military, you get on the phone, you say, we need to fund them. Because understand this, many people, John, are saying, and we're coincident in here, they're saying that, you know, we don't need to fund the military. But they don't understand. One of Jim Baker's prophetic dreams was, what God said is that there's going to be a draft. Mm. And the people are going to be drafted. They don't want to be drafted, obviously. And so you may be holding back funding for military equipment that your son and your daughter will need when they go to war.
To be victorious.
Because a draft means, that's what selective services, they got a nice name for it.
That's right.
A draft is that when you don't matter what you think, you're going to fight. And if you don't fund today's military, you might not be funding your son's and daughter's future war that they can win.
That's right.
And you're going to sit back and think, man, why did I think about funding this when my own son would be alive today if I would have gave them? Because remember when Iraq first started, we didn't have the right equipment. Mm. You know, there wasn't any, there was piercing bullets that were piercing their trucks.
Yeah, armored trucks.
Humvees. They had to put plates on. We weren't funding it right. And so it's time to fund it. It looks like this thing's going to happen, but understand this. They think they're going to win, but we're going to be victorious. So when the president's talking about, listen, we need to get our own independence from all these other nations. We need to be able to have our own economy. And people are saying, no, we need to have a world economy. But if the world hates you and the world's against you and wants to destroy you, you got to have your own economy.
That's
and we
right.
have the ability to do it. We have a powerful economy. We have enough oil resources that we may be oil independent this year potentially. And the wall going up is like having a wall around Israel. Israel is the most powerful Middle East nation supplying oil and resources and blessing technology around the world. But they're protecting their nation with walls. Mm. And they're allowing people to come in, but you just don't kill us if you come in. That's what you think.
This could be America's finest hour.
Yes.
And we want to encourage you, pray for the church in these countries. Pray
yes.
for the church in Venezuela. Pray for the yes. church in Iran. It's a revival
yes.
happening in Iran.
Yes.
Because God holds the heart of the king, and he directs it like a water course. And those who are empowered today may not be empowered tomorrow if we pray.
Yeah, and prayer is so important. And understand what you pray for. It's time to move past self-prayers. You know, and pray for your leaders. Pray that they hear from God. Pray that they understand the times and the seasons. Pray for the anointing of Issachar to come upon them so they know this is not that season. This is this season.
That's right.
And think about your 2 years or 6 years or 4 years. Don't think about, I want to be a congressman for 20 years. Be faithful in the years that you have in office and do what's right. I want to pray with you right now, and it's just thank you so much for joining us. Father God, I just thank you for our audience.
Yes.
Lord, we just pray for them right now. We bless them, Father God. We speak encouragement over them. We thank you, Lord, even though the enemy may come from the east and the west, that's only for you to destroy the enemy. We're going to be victorious, and you're going to mow them over, Father God. We speak strength to our military, wisdom to our leadership, and safety to our people, and protection of our borders, Father God. And Lord, we ask you, dear God, end abortion in America. Send revival. Send a third grade awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.